more pain. There's a wire in my brain. No more pain. There is a wire inside.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territory of the Musqueam and Coast Salish people. I'm your host, Nitu Da. This is my show, Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CEC, probably the only radio show to ever be subtitled, ironically. And if you look in your car or on your iPod or your iPad or whatever else starts with I, you'll know that I mean that very ironically. And today's show is a continuation of the last show where I interviewed Dan Miller, who is also here, of course.
Hello, hello.
And Dan Miller is, or just Dan, he is from Saskatchewan, Saskatoon.
Nice.
I finally learned how to say it during the last show. And we're just going to continue to talk about Saskatchewan, Saskatoon. And there's something I was reluctant to mention in the first show because I thought maybe it's offensive to Saskatchewan people. It's about the movie Grown Ups, which I have seen many times because I'm a fan of Adam Sandler because he's funny, but maybe not so much on a serious level. But there's a scene in the first Grown Ups movie where they go to a water park, and then there's this Canadian guy, and he's, like, all buff and whatnot, and then he approaches the girls, and he speaks, and then his voice is really high, and he says, I'm from Saskatoon. And is that offensive?
No, it's pretty funny. I mean, for me, we're happy to get a shout-out, so, like, it was pretty cool to see that. Yeah, I had no problem with it, but yeah, like, a lot of people... You're not the only one that screws up Saskatoon because of that. Like, a lot of people say Saskatchewan, thinking that that's actually the name.
Oh, in the movie, he said it incorrectly.
Yeah. Okay. That was, like, the joke, right? And then so, yeah, it's ruined it for everyone. No, that's not true. But a lot of people, yeah, screw it up. So don't feel bad if you're you're not the first.
Well, that's bad representation of Saskatoon. But I thought maybe it would be offensive because, I don't know, whenever I see a movie and they say something about a particular person or a group, I always think, okay, maybe that group finds it offensive. Or maybe, you know, or maybe, like, in your case, it's like, oh, it's just funny.
Yeah. It's a tricky thing, I feel like, because I feel like some people maybe would take offense to it. But because it's just a place, it's just geographical, I feel like it's not as big of a deal. You're not targeting, like, a group of people. You're just sort of making fun of a name, because Saskatoon's a pretty, like, interesting name. Mm-hmm. It comes from Cree word, I believe, I don't know what it means, but there's these things called Saskatoon berries that grow near the river and kind of all over the place, and they're delicious, by the way. If you ever get a Saskatoon berry pie, it will change your life.
Oh my gosh, I never knew there was such a pie.
If I could describe the flavor, it's like you took a raspberry and a blueberry and, like, combined them.
Well, what's, like, the shape of the berry? Is it, like, just round? Or is it, like, a raspberry where it has, like, all the little bumps in it? Or is it, like, a strawberry where it has, like, those little seeds on the outside? Like, what does it look like?
It looks a lot like a blueberry. Yeah.
Okay, so just round.
Yeah, so not very interesting, but...
But, well, like, what color? Is it blue, too?
It's, like, dark. Like, it's a darker blue. It's almost black.
Like a plum, kind
of. Yeah, and the flesh on the inside looks like a plum as well.
Okay, so, but does it have the, what's it called, the seed in the middle?
Yeah, it has, like, really tiny seeds, not very big. And they're, like, they're really small. They're the size of a blueberry.
So there's more than one?
Yeah.
Are they, like, all in the center, like an apple, or are they kind of, like, spread out in the berry?
I think they're super small. Like, you can eat them.
Oh, okay, like a watermelon kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting, for sure.
They're super tasty. Like, if I go home, I'll bring you some.
That'll be awesome.
Because they're so good.
And what about, I wanted to ask you about the license plates. Because whenever I'm, like, driving, well, I can't drive. Because I don't have my full license. Though, physically, I could drive. If you want to take it that way. But whenever, like, I'm on the bus or, you know, someone's driving me, I'm always looking at the license plates. I've seen, like, I'm taking count of which ones I've seen. Like, I've seen Saskatchewan, I've seen Ontario, I've seen Quebec. I haven't seen one from, like, the Maritimes yet. Nova Scotia or New Brunswick or Newfoundland and Labrador. But I saw Saskatchewan's yesterday, and it said Land of the Living Skies.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, what does that mean?
It's actually not. So for a long time, I thought it was kind of a stupid slogan, but I've come to appreciate it because we have, like, the most. So in Vancouver, like, it just, the winter, it just rains all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the summer is beautiful. But, like, I feel like the weather here is pretty static. Like, it's not that, there's not, like, a lot going on. It's either nice or raining. And whereas in Saskatchewan, like, we get thunderstorms, tornadoes, and, like, all kinds of weather, like, blue sky or, like, we get hail all the time, too. And so, like, it's a kind of interesting slogan because it's true. Like, we have crazy weather, like, changes all the time. And, like, it'll go from raining to sunny to raining all in the same day. Or, like, you can drive through rain clouds. That was one thing
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. So when you're driving down the highway, you can see the rain clouds, and you'll drive, like, through them.
Oh, my gosh.
Come out the other side.
I need to tell you one of my dreams.
What's up?
It's not, like, a dream I had while sleeping. It's, like, a dream. It's, like, on the bucket list kind of a thing. Where, when it's raining, what I like to do is find where it stops raining. Like, where there's the divide between it's raining and it's not raining.
Yeah.
It just stand in between. Like, one side, I'm just being poured on. The other side, I'm completely dry.
Yeah. Well, it'd be Saskatchewan.
I should go.
I don't know. It's interesting. In the winter, that's something I miss about it, too. In the winter, it's, like, sunny. It's, like, really sunny. It's super cold, but, like, at least there's sun. Whereas here, it's just, like, clouds, rain. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, I like to see the sun, you know? Like, I can handle the cold if it's sunny, but if it's just gray all the time, it kind of bums you out, you know?
What does it mean by living skies, though? Like, the skies are, like, living because there's, like, tornadoes and all that going on.
Yeah, I think it's just because it's, like, changing all the time. The weather's always kind of, it's never settled. There's never, like, a settled. It's going to be sunny for a week. It's usually like, okay, it's going to be sunny today, but then tomorrow it's going to rain, and then it might snow, but then it's going to be sunny again. Yeah, so it's always, like, in change.
Okay, yeah. And I also saw that, like, there was, like, three numbers, or, like, numbers and letters, and then in the middle there was, like, wheat or something like that. I think it was wheat.
Yeah.
Is that, like, a big, I don't want to say commodity, but, like, a big agriculture sector, or just, like, prominent in the region, like, geographically?
Yeah, it's, Saskatchewan is, like, definitely the biggest agricultural province. I think, don't quote me on that, but that's definitely one of our main exports. Is, I know we're number one for lentils, like, we're in the world, actually. I think we're number one exporter of lentils, but yeah, agriculture is huge. So, like, we have wheat on our flag as well.
Oh, is there? I don't think I've seen the Saskatchewan flag.
It's a pretty nice, I mean, I'm a little biased, but I like it. It's a nice flag. Yeah.
Maybe you've grown used to it, because it's probably, like, in your school, your elementary school, high school, you've seen it all the time.
I like the BC flag, though. I gotta say, I think it's a pretty cool flag.
It's very based on the British culture.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
With the crown, true. And then the British cross, and the sun in the background, I guess. I don't know. At first, I didn't know what that flag was. Like, whenever we would go somewhere, I'd see, like, the Canadian flag. Then I'd see, like, maybe the American flag. And then there was always that flag. And I never knew what it was. I found out, like, during, like, I think my history class. At some point in high school, I found out, like, oh, that's the British Columbia flag. I didn't know that provinces had flags.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I think cities have flags, too. But
do they? The Olympics has a flag.
The rings, right?
The LGBT community has a flag.
Yeah.
Plus,
everybody has flags.
Countries
flags
has flags.
Yeah, everybody has flags.
Revolutions have flags.
Yeah. Yeah. Flags are everywhere.
I know. I had no idea. Like, Canada has the national anthem. Yeah. Does it have provincial anthems?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
but we have provincial flags.
Yeah. Interesting.
I might consider that.
I wonder if the U.S. probably doesn't have state anthems.
They have their, you know, their popular anthem. And then they have the black national anthem also.
Oh, do they?
They do. I'm not really sure how it's like, raise every voice. That's all I got.
Oh, okay.
I only have like the first line. But they have their own anthem.
Really?
They do.
I'll have to check that out. I didn't know that.
I liked it. It was a nice song. I heard it. I forgot where I heard it. You know how you find out information, but you can't find out. You don't remember where you got it from.
Yeah.
It's horrible being... for an academic. I mean, well, plagiarism. Yeah.
Well, you'll say something place. Like, I heard this one time. I don't know who it was from or if it's true, but... And then you say it. And like, I worry that people are going to take what I say and then go tell other people.
Yeah.
And then, like, turns out that that's not true.
I mean, I'm always hesitant to do that in class. Like, if I remember something that's, like, related to the class, but I don't know where I got it from, they're like, okay, maybe I shouldn't say it.
Yeah.
It's not credible. And on the last show, we talked a lot about the school system. We talked a lot about how there are AP classes, and I had no idea there was such a thing as AP classes. And I'm wondering, what's kind of the vibe at your school? What was your school called?
I went to a school called Centennial Collegiate. It was built, I guess, the 100th year anniversary of maybe Saskatchewan. Because it was Saskatchewan founded in 1905, and I think the school was built in 2005, which would make sense, I think. Yeah, so I think it is 100 years of Saskatchewan. But, sorry, what was the other question?
What was, like, the vibe in school? Like,
oh,
it's hard to explain. But I kind of want to know, like, what was the feeling of going to school?
It was okay. It was okay. We had a pretty good school. Like, I don't think much bullying went on, at least not that I was aware of. Like, everyone was pretty nice to each other. And, I mean, high school's rough for a lot of people.
Okay,
like,
then let's go to high school. It doesn't have to be elementary school.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was the vibe in high school? Was it, like, that whole, you know, teenage propaganda?
It was just a lot of awkwardness, I'd say, like, just pervading awkwardness everywhere, like, everyone trying to figure out who they are, nobody knows their identity yet, and so, like, right. They're trying to identify in groups, so, like, there's the jocks and, like, the math club kids, and, but I had my hand in all the pies. I like to be friends with people
My hand in all the pies. Is that like a saying from Saskatchewan? Or is that like your own thing?
It might be. No, I've definitely heard my parents say that before. It might be a Saskatchewan saying, but...
Are there any other Saskatchewan sayings?
Yes. Yeah, there are. Bunny hug is what we call a hoodie.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a cute little saying for
I like
hug.
It.
I like it too.
Yeah.
A bunny hug.
We have... what else? Another saying. We have a joke. Can I tell you a joke?
Yeah.
Well, it's not really a joke. It's more like a, that's funny. It goes, you can tell me your dog ran away, but it probably took 3 days because it's so flat. So you can just see your dog.
Oh, okay. Away. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's not true, but
Well, you probably couldn't see it that far.
No.
Depending on how fast his dog is.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, the topography, oh my gosh, how do you say it? The topographic of Saskatchewan is flat. It's not, like,
yes.
Mountainous or, are there lakes in Saskatchewan?
There's a lot. There's a lot of lakes. We actually, my parents had a cabin at a lake, so we used to go up in the summer all the time and go water skiing and jet skiing, wakeboarding, all that stuff. Pretty fun. But Saskatchewan's got really interesting topography in the north. It's very rocky and forest, but we actually have the largest sand dunes in Canada, for sure. We have these things called the Athabasca sand dunes, and they're huge, and they're moving sand dunes, so they're always, like, shifting super slowly. Mm-hmm. And so...
Are you allowed to walk on them?
Yeah. You have to take a float plane, And there's a lake, the Athabasca Lake, which is right beside it.
A float plane? Is that like you like ride on the sand?
No, in the water.
Okay.
Yeah. So it lands in the lake. Sorry?
So the float plane goes on the water in the sand?
No. Just the water.
Okay, just the water.
Yeah, and it'll float up near it.
Have you ever been to them?
No, I've just seen pictures of people going to them. But
I never knew there was a desert kind of area in Canada.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because it's surrounded by, there's like a huge lake and then forest. And so it looks kind of out of place, but I mean, I don't know how it got there, but it's there.
Okay. That sounds cool. Just being able, like in BC, it's like, it doesn't really change that much. It's like all like trees, maybe like a lake will come by or a big mountain or something. But it's not like, okay, deserts now.
It's so beautiful here though. I love it. I was driving down Dunbar the other day and just seeing the North Shore Mountains as you're driving down the street, just blows my mind every time because I'm just not used to that. It's beautiful.
I guess in Saskatchewan, you would mostly see like skies and like the ground is kind of like flat.
You just see the horizon.
I would love to see that. I would actually like to see the horizon for once. And here you always just see like trees and mountains. Yeah. And I guess I'm not tired of it, but I'm just used to it and like would like to see something new.
Yeah.
Like I'm so amazed by just being able to see the horizon for it not to be that crowded. Even like my parents are from India. Whenever I went there, it was the same thing. It's just crowded to a lot of people, a lot of buildings. It's just not flat enough to see straight ahead.
Yeah, it's the sunsets are cool too, and sunrise, they're very long. Like here I find they're kind of abrupt because I feel like the sun all of a sudden comes over the Rockies, especially in the morning, and then all of a sudden it's the day,
right?
But it's a very slow sunrise, and the clouds are always like really cool, so you'll have like so many colors like pink and oranges and stuff. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I always like the whenever like I'm not sure, maybe it's when the sun, I think it's when the sun goes down, and like on Highway 99 when I'm driving from, well, I'm not driving, like I said before, when I'm coming from Vancouver back home to Surrey, sometimes you can see like the sun going down and it makes like all these weird colors. And I always think like that it's such an easy transition. It's such like the colors, how they transition, it's just perfect.
Yeah.
And I always think like, okay, if a painter could do that, then they're the best painter. If they can do that transition.
Yeah.
Though I haven't seen it. But let's talk about the driver's license system.
Okay.
Because I've come to it a lot. So I'll say what the BC system is. From my knowledge, it could be incorrect to some degree. I think when you're 16, you can take the L test, which is a written test. There's like, I don't know, 50 questions, I think. I think it's 50, and you can get 10 wrong.
Okay.
So you have to get at least 40 right. And then you can drive, but you have to be with an adult who's over the age of 25 and has their own license. And then after a year, then you can take the N test, which is a driving test. Well, I'm not really sure what they test you in Saskatchewan. I'm pretty sure it's probably the same. You know, you shoulder check the mirrors, you know, be able to drive straight in line, parallel park, parking in parking spaces, you know, the usual way from the front or also from the back, like backing it up into a space. And then if you pass that, then you get your N. And then you can drive on your own, but you have to have like the little N magnet thing on the back. Yeah. And then you wait 2 years, and then I think I'm not sure if you then take another test or if it's like, okay, you don't have to have an N.
Yeah,
but that's how it works in BC. How does it work in Saskatchewan?
It's pretty similar. You take, when you turn, actually when you're 15 you can get your learner's.
Okay, even younger.
Yeah.
Is it still 19 for drinking and whatnot?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I think that's Canada wide then.
Yeah, it's interesting because Manitoba and Alberta are both 18 years old, and we're 19. And a lot of people expect us to be 18, but we're not. But so you get your learners when you're 15. Then when you're 16, you can go for your drivers, which you get your novice one, it's called, which is similar to N, I'm assuming.
I have no idea what it stands for.
Yeah.
it's just L and learners, and maybe it is novice. I've just never heard of it. You just call it by the letters.
Yeah, yeah. So we have our novice one, and you get that for 6 months, I think, if you have no accidents or tickets, or points, I guess, on your license. You go to novice two, which you do for 9 months, and then again, if you have no infractions or anything, then you get your experienced, which I have. My experience.
That sounds a lot faster than our system.
Yeah, it's pretty quick. And then now, like, even if I got my experience when I was 18, I think, you can teach people to drive. Like, that's the only requirement, is that you have your experience license, and then you can be in the car with somebody who's learning to drive.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
It's pretty cool. The only thing that is kind of lame, and I'm sure BC's like this as well, but we do have restrictions depending on what your level is. So if you're novice one, you can't have more than one other person in the car.
Yeah, we have that kind of rules too. Yeah.
And you can't even have Bluetooth for phoning or anything like that. So it is a little restrictive. But then experience now, so I can.
You can get it so early in Saskatchewan. Maybe it's because, I don't know, is it easier to drive in Saskatchewan than it is here in BC?
It's just different. I think BC's like, it's just different. Like, there's less traffic. Less people on the road in general. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, although the drivers aren't very good, but there's bad drivers everywhere. But people tend to speed a lot. There's not a lot of accidents. There's one every once in a while. It's in the winter when everything gets really icy that the accidents really spike up. But I don't know why it's faster.
What I'm thinking is that maybe because, this is an assumption. But I feel like maybe the roads are less complicated. Like, Vancouver, it's just a huge city. The roads are always packed, and it's hard to drive, and all the signals and lights, and and some of the roads are weird. How, like, one road just suddenly changes into another name, which is, I've always found that weird.
Yeah.
Where there's, like, Marine Drive, but Marine Drive turns into, like, something else. Something else.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, Mainland Street, which changes into Hamilton Street. I don't get it. Like, just keep the same name. Why change it? Maybe it has to do with something historically, but
yeah,
I don't know. But I'm assuming that that's the reason. But because I can't think of another one.
Well, one thing, there's a couple things when I got here that kind of I didn't really understand. First thing was those flashing lights, the ones that flash green. I did not. We don't have those. Like, so when I saw them, I was so confused. I like, do I stop? Do I go? Is the light, like, turned off? I don't understand.
It means that it's, like, a four-way stop.
Yeah.
Or, like, a three-way stop, depending on how many lanes.
Yeah, and then
that's also what a flashing red light means.
Yeah. We have that when the power goes out. The lights will flash red, and then you have to treat it like a four-way stop. Well, some people don't. That's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just fly through
right.
it. I'm like, oh. And the other thing was, there's a lot of traffic circles here, and I'm okay. Like, I can handle a traffic circle, but, like, back home we have a couple, and there's so many accidents at traffic circles because people just don't, like, we have four-way stops everywhere, and people just don't understand how traffic circles work. So there's a lot of, like, people freaking out.
I don't encounter on, like, my daily movement. I don't encounter a lot of traffic circles either. Well, we call them roundabouts here.
Or roundabout, yeah.
But cultural differences. this is what I try to bring out. So you call them traffic circles.
Yeah.
We call them roundabouts. There's one near my house, so I sort of figured out how to do it. But I don't think I've ever actually done a roundabout by myself.
It's only like, makes me stressed if I'm on the inside lane. I'm going all the way around. Because then. Or if it's two lanes, if there's multiple lanes around it, like, that, I hate that.
I feel like if I get, like, really nervous in a roundabout, then I'm just going to keep going around. I'm just going to keep going until I feel like, okay, it's safe.
Now we can go out.
And now we're going to take a little break, and maybe you can all contemplate about the things that I got wrong about the BC driver's license process. But for now, I'm going to play a track by Carlo, which I've been playing Carlo a lot recently because Carlo is just amazing. And I'm going to play, damn it, I wish I could say it, Commotion Drive? C-O-M-M-A-N-C-H-E, and then drive, which I'm assuming you can all spell. So here it is.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say someone buys a.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Hate music? Are you at a loss for what to listen to these days? Tune in to Deliberate Noise for the latest and greatest rock, punk, underground, and local music. Your host Nina Panini and special guest Claire bring you high-energy tunes and unrelated chit-chat every Tuesday at 2 p.m. on CITR. For free! So come get sweaty with us and get into your local music scene.
All right, we're back. It's me and Dan Miller. I feel like I have to say your last name. I don't know why. I feel it's a nice name. Dan Miller. It's just kind of, it doesn't quite flow like Barack Obama, but it's like, but it's like really distinctive, like Dan Miller. I don't know.
You're not the only one that does that, actually.
Really?
There are a few people that go, Dan Miller. Like, a good friend of mine does it all the time.
I feel like it's a name you have to say slowly.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why people, but I don't care. Like, go. You want to say my full name? Go for it.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes when people only give each other, like, their first name, and they just never know their last name. And I always feel like I need to know your last name. It's weird because that's part of your identity, or I consider it part of your identity. And it's just weird if I don't know it. How am I ever going to, like, what if I have to, like, identify you by your last name? How am I going to know?
You have to guess.
I know. I'd rather. Tough guess. Whenever I put a contact in my phone or I get someone else to put it in, they only ever put their first name. They're like, oh, put your last name too. Because if I meet another, like, say, another Dan, then I'm just going to get confused between the two. Because, like many people, I don't remember the numbers of people. It's just in my phone. So I just, just call it like that. And now I'd like to talk about, what are, like, some big events that happen in Saskatchewan? Like annual events that happen.
We have a few. The first one that comes to my mind is something called Craven. It's a big country music festival that it's like, do you know Woodstock? Back in 1969, there was this farm that opened up a stage, and they had all these famous people come, and it was like a mud pit because it started raining, so everyone was super muddy, but they were all, like, there was, like, so many people there. That's kind of what Craven's like. It's this big country music festival. It's super muddy, and, like, you go there and people bring, like, school buses, and they'll rip all the seats out and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh.
And it's basically, like, just a party for 3 days. And
how would you rip out the seat? I meant, like, do you, like, actually rip it out, or is it, like, okay, screwdriver and screw everything?
I think they use wrenches.
Oh my gosh. It would have been funner if they actually, like, ripped it out. That would be fun to try.
It'd be tough, I think, because I think
would. You could probably only get the leather off.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Even leather would be hard to pull apart.
Yeah. Well, when we were kids, I remember we used to take the bus, and there were kids that would, like, rip the seat. And then there was duct tape, like, all over the backs of the seats.
Are there seatbelts in the school buses?
No.
Okay,
no.
Just like here.
Yeah. Which is interesting. But they're all pretty old buses, so I don't think that they'd bother putting seatbelts in them. But I think, the school buses here don't have seatbelts.
No, they don't. There's this, I think it's BC Transit. They did a study a while back about putting seatbelts in school buses because there are some deaths of children on school buses because there aren't seatbelts. And they found that if they did put seatbelts in, then there will be less casualties. But they have yet to do anything about it. Mm. It was on the news. I don't know too much about it. I don't really listen to the news. Though I've been trying recently. I thought, because I never watched the news growing up. I just never did. And now in the university, in all the classes, they always kind of mention, like, current events. I always feel out of place. Like, I don't know what the current events are.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let's try and keep up.
Do you read newspaper?
Or
are you online?
I have, like, Google News and Microsoft News on my phone, and I just kind of, like, skim through that. But I've been listening to, like, CBC Radio.
Oh, nice. Yeah, CBC's great.
Yeah. I'm wondering if there's, like, another radio station, or, like, a news station, but I can't find one on my... I listen to it on my iPod. I'm also in the iGeneration, so I don't have an iPhone.
NPR? I know NPR does some news stuff, but it would be mostly American news.
Yeah, I'd prefer Canadian news.
Yeah, yeah.
Though, of course, American news is very relevant to Canada.
I get sick of people talking about American news all the time. I hear people complain about, like, American issues. Like, people I know will argue with each other about, like, immigration laws in the U.S. And I'm like, this doesn't affect you at all. Like, why are you arguing about this?
Well, it does. It's well, now I'm arguing with you. But it does on some degree, because if they can immigrate to the United States, and they can, then it might be easier for them to come here.
True, yeah. True.
And the United States might just be a gateway for them to come to Canada.
True, yeah. You're not wrong, but I just don't, I don't know. I just find it interesting that people, I think people just like to argue, especially about politics. And coming from a place that's, like, pretty conservative generally, like, yeah, they love to, like, you know, it's a classic, you sit down for dinner with the family, and, like, you're not supposed to talk politics at the table, but, you know, your uncle's had a couple beers and can't help himself, and then all of a sudden everyone's fighting, and it's classic Thanksgiving right there.
I've never had that experience. My family, we don't actually eat dinner together. That's not how it works. Like, whenever people, like, when you were growing up, and even, like, now, would you all, like, eat dinner together? Like, you would all sit at the table and eat together?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Growing up, for sure. Once we got a little bit older, like, we'd be playing hockey, all three of us. I have two brothers. All
so
three
do
of
I.
us. Yeah. Yeah, right. We related yeah. about that. Yes. Oh, we'd all have, like, stuff going on, so we'd just eat whenever we could. My mom would cook for 6 o'clock, but, like, if you showed up at 7 or later, you just had to heat it up and dig in. But we used to, when we were young, yeah, we used to always sit at the same time and eat it all together. They go, how's your day? I'm fine. What did you learn? I don't know. Like, that kind of thing.
Okay. We never did that. We only ever, it was, like, on a few occasions when there was, like, people over. But even then, the kids ate separately because we didn't want to be with the grown-ups with their grown-up conversation.
Oh, okay.
But we never did that. It was just, like, my mom, like, finished making food at, like, 7. She let everybody know or come tell us to come get it. And we would just get our own food, or she'd help us get our food or just put it on plates for us. And then we take the food and go into our main areas. Like, my dad always had, like, his separate... Like, now he has his own, like, separate room. Like, we call it the front room because it's at the front of the house.
Oh, yeah.
Where he can close the door and he has the TV and he's settled in there.
Okay.
Like, he's always in there. Then my mom always joins him. And then I'm always, like, in the kitchen on the kitchen table. I'm, like, in the living room. My brother Tony's down in the basement, so we'll just eat down there. My brother Nav, he's kind of in the kitchen and in the main room. Sometimes the kids kind of come together. We, like, watch something together. But most of the time, we're separated.
Huh. Interesting.
In the house, we all have, like, our main areas.
Yeah.
Like, Nav, it's his room, or before he's going out somewhere, it's, like, the living room / kitchen. My mom is, like, all over the house, though, because she's traditional gender role. She's doing, like, all the laundry and whatnot and cleaning, so she's all over the house. But usually she's in the kitchen or with my dad in the front room. My dad's in the front room or in his room.
Yeah.
My brother Tony's just in the basement because that's all his. He's older, so they thought, you know, let's let him have some privacy. So it's all his. So we're all very separate.
Yeah. Interesting. Do you eat in your room ever?
I could, but I never do. Like, my room is basically for, like, just sleeping, or, and I have a desk in there, so sometimes for studying, yeah. Sometimes I kind of like just being in the living room, just kind of being near to my family, but not, like, interacting with them. But no, it's never really, like, they never said, like, it's off limits. Like, you can't eat in the room. But it's more like, why don't you try eating here?
Yeah. I was wondering because, like, I never eat in my room, and I feel weird. I don't
so
know
do
why.
I never yeah. have. I feel like it has to be in, like, a sort of common area.
Yeah. Like, I could snack. That's
yeah,
okay.
I could snack.
But I couldn't, like, make a meal with a plate yeah. and, like, sit.
I definitely couldn't do it. It would just be weird. So what are some other major events in Saskatchewan?
Okay. Yeah. So you got Craven, which is classic. Everyone looks forward to that all year. Then usually Riders games are a pretty big deal. With the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, our CFL football team. We don't have many sports teams, so, like, the Riders are... Although they're always terrible. But they won the... I was alive when they won the Grey Cup 2007, I think, which was an unbelievable game. But, yeah, they always drive down to Regina because that's where the games are. So weekends, it's like a 2-hour drive, and so like the highway's just packed. Everyone's mm-hmm. driving. They got riders' flags everywhere, and so that's usually always a big event. And then we have Jazz Festival.
Is there a Shakespeare Festival?
There is Shakespeare on the Saskatchewan, so it's right by the river. I love that. I love going to see Shakespeare live. It's just so, like, as an English guy, like, mm-hmm. It just warms my heart to see that what people are still going and watching that.
I also went, but not to the Saskatchewan one. I went to one in the U.S. It was, it was the Ashland Shakespeare Festival. I went in my senior year. I was in an English literature class, and we read up all the, like, plays that they were going to perform. And then at the end of the year, we went and saw them perform it.
How was it?
It was awesome.
Which play was it?
It was a few plays. We watched, we also read Great Expectations. Oh, okay. So we also watched that. And then it was, we watched Twelfth Night, and we watched Hamlet. Okay. And there was another one about this Roe versus Wade case in the United States about abortion. So you watched that one too.
I don't know that one.
But I really like the Shakespeare plays because their Twelfth Night was just hilarious.
Twelfth Night's hilarious.
About what's his name? Malvolio?
Yes.
I think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
I love that scene where he's reading that fake letter.
Yeah.
From, I forgot her name, but there's, like, a maid in the house, and she wrote it just to, like, to make him think like that, like, not the princess, but, like, the main girl liked him because he was, like, in love with her, and he was, like, a servant to her. And he's just, like, reading this out, and that great line was from it, like, something about greatness. Do you remember what it is?
No.
Like, I forgot what it was. It's about greatness. That's all I thought. It's like greatness can only come. Some are born with greatness.
Oh, some have it thrust
and
upon
some,
them.
Yeah, some have it thrust upon them, and some achieve greatness.
Oh yes, now okay, yeah, I remember. Yeah, that. I remember that now.
And
yes,
then Hamlet was. They had an interesting take to Hamlet. Like there was a guitar. The Hamlet was playing a guitar, which was. It was interesting.
Yeah.
It was quite. I liked how it kind of fit into the whole play.
Was he, like, just playing? Was he singing as well?
No, he was just playing it.
Oh, okay.
I forget the significance of it, but it was like a time where he wasn't acting. He was just like it was kind of like a background kind of a thing.
Okay, that's cool.
I can't remember specifically, but I remember there was also this one scene where it involved rain, and then when they said that line, it actually started to rain,
which
was
awesome.
And it was an open, like it was an open theater, so the rain fell on us.
Wow, that's
so
crazy!
It was amazing.
That's nuts. That's awesome.
I know the whole like stadium was laughing, and the actors were amazing. They just kept going.
Yeah. Huh. I wonder if that's happened to them before.
I wonder too. I bet it has.
Yeah.
But what other, like, major events?
Taste of Saskatchewan is a big one. That's, like, all people from all the churches, mosques, synagogues, from all the different cultures, kind of set up booths, and you can come try their food.
Oh, that's something we should have here in Surrey, or here in Vancouver.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've only been once. Unfortunately, and I only got pierogies because I love pierogies, but I didn't like explore different cuisines or anything, but I'll have to next time for sure. And then we also have the X, which is like theme park, I guess,
like
amusement park. Yeah. And
have you been to the Peony here in Vancouver?
I have not. No,
you
no.
should if well, you if you like amusement parks.
Where is it?
Oh, I can't tell you. No, it's not a secret. I just don't. I'm not familiar, too familiar with Vancouver.
Okay.
Like, I've been there a few times, maybe three. Yeah, I think three times I've been there, but I'm not driving.
Yeah.
And I'm always in the back. I think it's in, like, Burnaby.
Okay.
Not really Vancouver, but it's called the Vancouver Peony. But okay. I'm not sure. If I looked at a map, I could probably figure it out.
Okay.
But off the top of my head, I can't tell you where it is.
Okay.
But Halloween's coming up, and they have, like, they always have, like, a haunted house there.
Oh, I don't like haunted houses.
Oh, you don't?
I'm scared of everything.
Well, I haven't. I don't think I've ever been in a haunted house before. Well, maybe. I can't remember. In Surrey, there's like a florist place, and every Halloween they make like a they turn the whole place into like a haunted house.
Oh, really?
It's called Potter's. I've never been. Cool. Other people, you know, all like my classmates always went like every year and see like, oh, is it like the same thing every year?
Yeah.
Or is it different? But I just never went.
No, my friend was trying to get me and a couple other guys that live in my house to go to a haunted house on Halloween, and we were all just like, no. We were like, we don't want to do that.
Is there any, like, big Halloween events in Saskatchewan or Saskatoon?
Not really. Mostly because in Saskatchewan, around October 31st, like, now there's snow on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and it's below zero. And so, like, when you go trick-or-treating, and this is something that I think is hilarious, that when you design your costume, you have to design it so that you can fit a parka underneath it. So you see
know
all
what
these
my mom
kids.
Would do? She wouldn't even attempt that. She would just put it over my costume.
Oh, really?
Always. I always would tell her, like, in here, it wasn't, like, that cold. But, you know, you always have to wear, like, a big jacket over it. And I always told her, it's going to block my costume. No one's going to know what I am. It takes away, like, the cuteness factor. And, like, as a kid, I always wore the same costume.
What
I got
costume?
It like once that I just always wore. It was a unicorn costume.
Nice.
Where it was like just like a onesie, which was easy to put on. And it had, what was it called again? The bunny hug. It was like,
it had
the bunny hug or the hoodie, as we like to call it. And it had like the horn.
Yeah.
And then it had like a little, like a kind of like a helmet strap, but I think it was meant to be like the reins on like a horse. And that was like already so warm, but still always had to wear a jacket over it. And I would always just go as a unicorn.
That's a good costume.
Until I was too old to fit in it. And then I just wore like a mask. And then eventually I just thought, okay, now I'm too old to go trick-or-treating. Yeah. And I'll just hand out the candies.
Do you know what year you stopped? I'm always curious when people stop.
When did I stop? Let's see. Okay. I definitely did it throughout elementary school. High school. I stopped in grade 9.
Okay.
I think I did.
I think that's pretty standard. I think most people. That's what I did. I stopped in grade 9. I dressed up, but like I didn't go trick-or-treating.
I never dressed up.
Oh, really?
It wasn't, like, my school was always into, like dressing up. Like, they were always, like, kind of peppy.
Yeah.
A little too peppy for me, and like into like all of them like wearing costumes and like really going for like I remember two people went as like have you seen the movie Rush Hour?
Yes.
So they went as like Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
And some went just, you know, like Thing One and Thing Two, and you know, like the traditional kind of combos, and they were just really into it, and I just wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
People would always say, oh, what's your costume? I'd always come up with something weird every year. Like, I'm invisible. Or, I'm out of my mind today. Or, like, something weird that I could come up with.
Yeah.
And maybe while we go to this next song, you can all think about, you know, what kind of costumes did you have at Halloween? You know, the traditional ones are like, I don't know, ghost, ghoul. Because a ghost is easy. You just get a sheet and cut out the holes, and you're good. And this song is from, I apologize to the artist, because I can't say it. It's like Healing Maneuver, but there's no N in the ING. It's just IG. It's from their album Thoughtful Fun, and it's track 8.
The Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue proudly introduces its new project, Baldwin and La Fontaine, Towards Responsible Government. With your family, friends, and classmates, learn more about the role played by those important figures in shaping Canadian government as we know it today. Visit baldwinlafontaine.ca to discover clips, documentaries, and a teaching guide. Enter the National Web Contest for a chance to win a trip for two to Toronto or a post-secondary scholarship.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
Welcome back, and that is just about the end of the show. We're going to end it here real quick, and Dan's going to tell you what this show is called.
This show is called Plain Speech.
And next up, we have another show called Goody.